Sanyo X Wings Commander Q.
36 Jesuífe Commander Q.
36 X Wings Commander Q. 30.
And spirit and all right,
exhausted, so not much.
Strange, twisting.
Someone famous? A trail to follow?
Liliana. And
something missing?
Bojones.
I didn't know. What this?
Bojones.
Think again. Why back?
Was the most
kind of swirling dream.
Robot man. Ever.
Remember what? But it's like
intended,
there was colored water
to save the world.
Many colors running side by side. Sometimes they'd mix together.
Might have come about a little too late.
Shift around. Group here and there.
But it was an awfully good try.
Nudge up. Poke low. Deep in the earth.
You might think,
something
well,
value. Twice.
Liliana was probably the lead scientist building him.
Around a stone room.
The inventor.
Strange secrets.
Or maybe
I roll over.
She was someone.
Got you something left?
That Hobo Joe fell in love with. Being the most expensive.
About a robot arm.
Robot man ever built in the world. The
company's making it.
Not have feelings.
Kind of super robot arm. They're saying. We ready?
I don't know about any of that.
2022.
I don't know if any of it's
possibly
true, really.
32.
Hobo Jones and Liliana met somewhere randomly.
Try one more time. Days of Colin.
He was given
gotta give
the run of the facility.
Maybe a little bit left. There's this band.
Who knew he was
called Robot
Superman.
And he lived on a commune.
He was built.
Called Supernova.
With the intention that he saved the world.
Let's see where that goes. And I end up on this commune.
She was working.
Band. They're friendly.
That's a little
strange.
Market. In the
show me around.
I'm meeting your fancy
place.
Scientists
pretty
and
green.
Really ingenious
lots
type
of trees.
Need a pack of chewing gum now and again.
What do you do all day?
She worked behind the counter.
Say,
but it doesn't mean that was the hole in some of her.
This happened before.
Okay.
I never liked what it does.
Practice
what?
Well,
Hobo Jones.
Practice for everything.
Baltos Jones. Having the run of the place.
And
you come in one time,
it seems
another target.
My mattress, curled around, as before, stick up.
And it
turned out, black and white,
they shared
this
land shore pretty.
TV, Peter Pan,
by Jay and Mary.
They're not up to some
lost
strangely seen him. Which divided the supernova.
They both had dreams.
Moriana is the traveling.
That island.
There you go.
Lost
something. Stretch down low. With no limit.
We're sure.
Friendship began there.
The second one.
But let me tell you.
And then
the
third one.
Blue round glass, whiskey tree.
It's that crazy lady.
This is the opening.
It's been going on a long time. She started a dream range.
Step a few steps
but then,
back. A few steps more back. Step back.
And here I am.
And I see.
Right here.
Where I didn't live for a while.
No branches. A strange compound. Warm A. Fixing things.
I better spring into action.
Weird people.
Yeah, a little while.
Coming and going.
So I grab something to read. Shifting papers.
Such things as people bring.
So what I do is walk into the bathroom.
Things that nobody else tries to tell you.
He knew some of
it. Up against the back wall. Close my
last chance fixes.
Sometimes. One day.
Then.
Trees are somewhere far away.
So, she's never found me here. Ever.
Back long, she's quite
she knows about it. She knows about me. Doesn't like me. I don't know why. She's been chasing me a long time.
Getting toward a world of great power and danger.
So, since I'm going to be here in the attic a while, I don't even turn on the light. I know there's a white face pink cat radio nearby. I don't turn it on either.
Family to me.
I do have a little candle.
Maybe that'll work.
What I do is scooch up against the wall.
We do not harm jealous of attention.
That little candle between my legs. Is it there? When we get to look at it, I'm not sure where these stories are from.
Those who ignore such things anyway. Love them all.
Maybe in handwriting? I don't know who that was. Maybe their memories? Maybe
in great danger, and the captain could not reassure them enough. We were going to survive.
First one I read is about my brother, I think.
Come along.
A little high tech.
Figure your way here.
Edge up.
Set on your head.
Stapler, a small gun.
I nodded, because I thought
he started shouting.
He's good in language. Neither of them
older.
Admired him.
Older.
And I was saying, the world. The world.
But he asked me what that means. They were neither being run nor running.
They took it.
He left the skins.
Liliana, I'm sure you have what it would be. They would do.
Hobo Jones nods gravely.
It took a while.
It was not easy.
He comes to understand.
The skins are tough to leave.
They arrive here from somewhere.
Wasn't going anywhere.
Suppose we have to go and see him now, don't we?
Liliana nodded. Uncertainly.
Do we?
First does not mean best. Best means best.
It's time again.
He stood up from his stool. He gallantly offered his robot man elbow. Miss Liliana stood up herself.
And they left the room.
Sitting at his desk.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows warm. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. Before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Sing it with a cry in your voice.
Saturday, September 18th, 1999, 11:38 p.m., standing on the Malden Center platform, Malden Center MBTA platform. It's been almost a week, just short of a week since I've recorded an entry in this series. It's been a hell of a week. Even doing this right now is a hopeful thing. Steps from the platform to the station itself in about two shakes. Exiting the station. Passing through the outdoors bus waiting areas. Hoping this thing will be kind enough to give me some indication when the end of this tape is reached, which is pretty soon. It's really weird recording into this. I mean, I haven't really recorded into it. Well, I haven't recorded. Side two begins. Standing at the corner of Commercial and Center Streets, Malden, Mass. 11:42 p.m., I know that by the watch that I got. I don't know whether Neil bought it for me or if I borrowed money to purchase it myself, I'm not really sure. Anyway, it's been a long time. Too many weeks ago that I was recording the first volume of this tape series, walking along here, and this is volume 20. I'm not sure how my voice here will wait to everything else. Some of the commuter train passing by. 100 yards away, up a bit from the street. Anyway, I found when traveling to Burning Man that often it was easier to record than it was, or take pictures than it was to write. And I think I developed, to a certain degree, a kind of resentment about that. At the same time, I have a record of my trip in different media formats, and that I think will be valuable as time goes on to remember it and to attempt to make sense of it. I've got, I don't know, 20-something rolls of film I haven't even come close to. I even have a roll of black and white in the camera that's sitting in my bag right now. I was tripping today on 3 mushroom stems, and I guess at this point I'm just tired. I'm not really, tripping anymore. I'm more yawning than anything else. I saw a mediocre movie today called Outside Providence. I saw it because I had a pass. I used my pass because I had no money. I went to the theater, one of the 2 theaters that were most accessible to me that accepted this particular kind of pass. And that was the movie that was there. I don't know whether this is the kind of tape I play for anybody or not, but a lot of fucking cunt around today. A lot of round fucking cunt. Each one interesting. Some motherfucker on a fucking motorcycle. Isn't that fucking clever? Real fucking brain surgeon, that one. Anyway, another yawn. Good grief. Boring myself. Anyway, this week has been long and hard, and I'm hoping that somehow I'm going to be able to get up tomorrow morning to record the top 40, which I haven't heard in quite a while. I mean, I saw a shitty movie, but I saw a movie. I did my radio show. It wasn't that great, but it was all right. It happened. I worked at it. Worked this week. Earned some money. Went to class. I mean, I did all this shit. I might not have done it all great, but the number of different things I had to do, and the feeling I still have of exhaustion from Burning Man, makes this a week in which I got a lot of shit done when I might not have otherwise. My rent is up to $500, but then again, I have a place to stay until next August. A lot of shit has to come down between now and then. A lot of shit has to come down, like, in 5 minutes, you know. It's like, shit's always coming down. They're just longer range things, shorter range things. By next August, I may want to leave. I don't want to leave Malden. By next August, I'll live in Boston for 9 years. Which means that 9 years? No. I don't know. Right now it's 99, 92, 7 years. I'm approaching, oh hell, I've passed 7 years now. been living here just past seven years. And I've long had in my head that I would stay here 10 years before going. I don't think I planned the 5 of those years, or rather, I should say 4 of those years, would be spent in a fucking town like Malden. But so it turns out. Need not to be alone. That means girl. That means mate. That means this pending wife. That means someone with me. Who can hold me up a little. It's great having friends, but they come and go. I mean, Mio's a great friend, and she's talking about moving to San Francisco, and frankly, given that her boyfriend is there, I don't blame her. I mean, it's a big move, and I hope she doesn't do it prematurely, and I hope when she does it, it goes wonderfully for her. But the point of it is people fucking come and go. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, I suppose even lovers, boyfriends and girlfriends, spouses and so on, come and go. But, I mean, in terms of, like, living apart. But it's just not the same. Need to get my thesis done by December. Walking by Anthony's restaurant right now on Canal Street. A place that does Malden's prom parties and weddings and I don't know, chambers of Congress meetings and things like that. I've never been in it. I'll probably never go in it. At least foreseeably. I might go in it in some, you know, unanticipated circumstance. But I wrote this week too, and that's good, because my writing total has been going down steadily since April, and to reverse the tide at this point in the month, 2 weeks left to it, it's going to require a lot of effort. Okay, that's yawn number 4. I don't know why I'm yawning so much. I wasn't yawning so much before, but I am now. I don't want them all those fucking curved fucking asses and tits. Just one good one. That's all. Just one good one. To focus on, to think about, to look forward to. That's all. I'm not asking for the world. I'm asking for Rebecca. Is Rebecca's counterpart in this world, Hannah Hawkins, who's living in a tent in the woods somewhere right now, plumbing her depths and the world's depths. I've thought about this all week since I found out at the beginning of the week where she is. Well, I don't know the location, but I know the circumstance, at least to a degree. I don't even know how she ended up in the tent in the middle of the woods. But she's there. And and the funny thing is that I find her more absorbing now than I did when she was screaming frisky on the Land's End chat room, fans chat room on the internet. Then I found her young and bright and bouncy, but no hook. You know, enjoyment, but no hook, no serious. Now I think about someone who would so want to know what it all means. In a few short days, I've romanticized the fucking crap out of it, but, you know, the basic fact remains that she's doing it, whatever I think of it. And, gosh, I think that's wonderful. Hannah, I don't know what set of woods you're in. I don't know what state. But you have my prayers. You have my hopes. I love you. I don't know if that means romance. I'm certainly not presuming anything on your part regarding me, but just my part regarding you, I love you. Because you're doing this thing. Because you're that serious. And I would take you over all of them that I saw tonight. And probably at least some of them were not frivolous and silly. I'm sure a lot of them are smart. They're ambitious, you know. They're going to do stuff. They're going to accomplish things. They're going to study. They're going to get jobs. But I tried to think, you know, what is it and what isn't it? All I can think is that, you know, I've always felt that my writing best represents me. It represents me at my best. Whether it be positive or negative particulars, it's my best. And since my friendship with you is completely based upon words, I can't help but think that you're getting some of that. I admit I wonder what you look like. I wonder if you have a boyfriend somewhere. A very understanding boyfriend, I would guess, but nonetheless, he exists. I wonder what you think about me. I wonder what you feel toward me, if anything. I suppose I'm an acquaintance, but I don't know. And Medford Street. All sorts of traffic. Including a motorcycle. Passing now into Bell Rock Cemetery. Two nights in a row I've been here. Be passing through here for another year. Those spirits. beautiful night. It's mild. There's stars. The moon is at, I don't know what they call it, but half of it's visible and half of it's not. And it's heading towards full. Gosh, Hannah, I like thinking about you. I wonder about you. You intrigue me so much. Are you and I destined for something? I don't know. Spirits don't know. Nobody knows. I wrote her a note on Friday, an email note. And I told her that I would send her books of poetry if she was willing to give me an address. I want so much to make a connection with her. A real, honest-to-God connection. And I know I value her because I'm careful and cautious and dubious and yet completely enticed and wondering and hopeful. And I wish her well beyond my needs, beyond my opinion or feelings. These things all add up to something good, I believe. Standing not too far from the Amante Tamarack, looking up at the stars, beautiful night. And the Amante man himself will be here. He's going to arrive about October 11th, which would mean, if that ends up being the case, it's now more or less than, let's see, 12 days, it's like 23 days, 3 weeks. Just over 3 weeks. It may not be the 11th exactly. He doesn't know. That'll shake down sooner or later. But he is leaving on the 30th, which is a Thursday, and he's going to arrive in Detroit to visit his friend about 3 days later, which sounds like the 2nd. I'm guessing it'll be the 2nd. Maybe third, this evening and evening. Spirits. This is my tape recorder. It helps a little bit. I suppose I could address Hannah directly. All I can say to you is, I don't know if you'll ever hear this tape. I don't know what you'll think of me. But already, we have something more meaningful than I had with any of those girls I looked at tonight and today. Already there's something. We know each other's names. Gosh, I hope more comes. I guess if I'm really mature about it, I'm willing to concede it may never come to a romantic aspect. But I wish you well, Hannah. I wish you well. I wish you every well in the world. You're precious. And I love you. And I wish you well. Over and over. Alright, walking through the apartment complex that has been my home for just over 3 years. It's going to be my home for another 11 and a half months. And you know what? That's going to be that. That is going to be that. I go to Burning Man, I will go to Burning Man after I move. I hope it turns out that I don't move well. With me, I was locked into a, you know, a rental agreement with me. That'd be bad, because she's thinking she's going to move in less than a year. Hoping, I really think, as much as thinking it. And Yoshi's situation is uncertain, job and immigration status and all that. So really the plan as it was months ago, it just wouldn't have worked out. I felt hopeful last night, and I feel hopeful tonight too, but it's like a sun behind clouds. I know it's there, it's just harder to feel it. Hopeful. It's Tuesday, September 21st, 1999. It's 1:19 a.m. and I am going to fucking bitch. My day was long but harmless. One thing I did wrong, and it embedded and predicted and just the rest of the day was based upon it, was I fucking set my stupid fucking VCR for the wrong channel, so that instead of coming home and being able to watch the Cowboys-Falcons game on TV, I had to go to a bar. I called Joe, thinking this would be a good chance to get together with him. He said he'd come. He never made it. Never called, never left me a message or anything. I would estimate in his own mind he thinks he didn't make a commitment. And it'd be kind of pointless to confront him, because what the fuck's the point? He didn't show at this bar, the Tam. And the barman was fucking rude. And late on, a whole bunch of fucking people showed up and tried to crowd me out of my space, especially one long-haired egghead motherfucker. I held my ground, but it was unpleasant, and I missed the 12:30 bus, so I had to wait till the fucking wee hours for the last fucking train at 1 fucking in the morning it left, and it's 1 fucking 20, and I'm not gonna get enough fucking sleep, and my fucking class sucks. The good news is my job is relatively harmless, even though it sucks. I don't like it, but I'm going to get a paycheck at long last. Of course, that's not till a week from Friday, but what the fuck ever. My teacher sucks, but what hope I bear there is that by the end of his 3 hours, he'd been so arrogant and so presumptuous and such a fucking asshole that I felt the tide of the class turn against him. And I hope it continues to do so. He's a smug, arrogant know-it-all, and he's not a good teacher. I'm not going to bear the whole brunt of the fucking class, I've decided, though I thought I might. There's just no point. He's very deft at saying things like, you're right, and then proceeding to ignore you completely thereafter, while he fucking follows his own little axe that he has to grind. And the Cowboys won. They beat the Falcons 24-7. In the short run, there's the somewhat uncomfortable knowledge of knowing that the Falcons didn't have their starting quarterback, Chris Chandler, or their starting running back, Jamal Anderson, both key players in them making their Super Bowl run last year. Not having these players, well, if the Cowboys didn't have Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith in a comparable situation, and there have been those times, they'd suck too. So, Atlanta was depleted and they lost. Easy, simple equation. And the funny thing is that even though they were outmatched completely, they didn't give up. There was a little bit of fight in them right down to the end. A little bit of something that the game couldn't take away, that the loss didn't blood them of. Dallas gets a bye next week, which I'm happy about. Because even though they're 2-0, it's already been a fucking emotionally overwrought season. No one expects them to go very far. Some people might expect them to win their division. Other people maintain that the rest of the teams have gotten better, and Dallas is pretty much maintained. They may be slightly better. It's hard to say. They're not worse. They're not worse. I think they're slightly better than last year. But the other teams in the division have improved. I think Arizona and Washington are going to give Dallas a run for its money. And both those teams are 1-1. I don't think much of the Giants or of Philadelphia, frankly. Frustration. Anger. Looking at women. Women that are beautiful and dressed to look sexy. And just a feeling of pain. A feeling of regret. A feeling of remorse. A feeling of futility. Feeling at times like these that my race is run and I'm gonna end up alone, or I'm gonna give in to some unseen situation with someone I'm really not supposed to be with, someone I probably know I shouldn't be with, but I just give in because I'm weak. And yet Mio didn't. She almost did. I was strong for her. She would have gone with me, certainly, without a doubt. She would have gone with me. I often touch that spot in my soul and wonder, did I make a mistake? But I didn't. I couldn't have made her happy the way Brian is making her happy. He's together. He's together. His career's together. He's got a good vibe about him. He's fun. He's not subject to such troughs as I seem to be. I'm so happy for her. I'm happy she still likes me after all's said and done. I wish I hadn't spent $14 today. I have to not spend nearly that amount tomorrow. I have to go back to that damn place and do that damn boring job. Frustrating. Very frustrating. It's a boring fucking job. Hour after fucking hour of it. And I don't like it. All I can think to myself is I'm making $100 a day doing it. But the whole thing feels endless. I feel like I'm on an endless, slow descent. It's gonna take fucking forever, but it's gonna happen. I'm gonna end up alone. No wife, no children, no house, no car, nothing. Not even the things my fucking parents have. A lot of fucking useless education. Horrible to feel this way. But I get into these blue moods and I don't know what else to feel. I don't know what else to feel. I mean, I don't know what else to feel. I just feel what I feel. I can't undo it. I didn't enjoy what I was drinking tonight. I didn't enjoy the environment. I mean, I've been to that bar before. It's kind of a fucking no-nonsense bar. It's not particularly friendly. You don't hear laughter there. People just sit there and drink, and they talk amongst themselves. There's nothing much to it. Charmless. But not bad. I can't complain about it. I wouldn't have gone there at all if I hadn't thought that it would be a good place to watch the game. Beer was cheap, every sense of that word. Could have gone to Jacob Wurst, but I didn't. More expensive beer. Friendlier place. I haven't been there in a long time. I'm tired. I don't know what this is accomplishing. And I don't know if you're Rebecca. And I don't know if you'll ever hear this, and you probably won't. I've written things and before, thinking girls might see them, and they never do. Rebecca, I love you. Whoever you are. And I'm trying to hang on. I'm trying to hang on, Rebecca. I'm trying to hang on. I'm feeling really sorry for myself right now. I've had a shitty fucking night. It could be worse. I could be limping. I could not have any money. I have someone who's willing to loan me money on faith and love. That's it. I guess good prospects, but I don't feel so much myself. I hate being this fucking teary-eyed. It seems pathetic. It seems like they finally won. All those motherfuckers, all those bastards, every last motherfucking one of them over the years. I don't want them to win. If I have nothing else, they haven't won yet. But it's so fucking hard. I'm tired. I'm lost. I know where I'm going to be tomorrow. I know where I'm going to be in a few minutes. But I am fucking lost. Enter Belrock Cemetery. Hello, spirits. Definitely no reason for this rock to be in the middle of the walking path. Spirits, I'm so tired and I'm so fucking tired. So dispirited. Class sucks. It's not gonna get any better. It's just gonna go on and on and on. Better things are coming. Better things are coming, I think. I hope. I don't know. I'm so tired, spirits. I'm so tired. I feel so weighed down. Back hurts. I didn't want to borrow anymore. I'm tired of borrowing from her. She's got to have her money. She earned it. She shouldn't be drugged down by my fucking fuck-ups. What'll happen, I don't know. I'm not gonna waste any more tape with this. That's all I had to say. I have to keep trying, even though it's hard. Just don't fucking know. I feel lost, defeated. It's funny, I said I'd stop and I'm not stopping. I'm entering the parking lot I usually enter. It marks the beginning of the condominium complex that I live in. It's funny how I've walked through here. I've walked along here. And I've had every range of emotion. I don't even know if I'm speaking loud enough for this thing to hear me. I can't seem to bring myself to speak any louder than this. sorry. That's not so good. All I can do is go to sleep. Try to get up. Try to get there to work, to Insight. Do the thing. Continuity is the important thing. Keep paying me and I'll keep working as long as there's work to be done. Apparently there will be for the rest of the week. Once been so important, even in a fucked up situation, to now feel like I can be fucking absent. People that love me, I can be absent. And they'll still have my example or whatever it is they need. Anyway, that's it. Tuesday, September 21st, 1999, 8:37 a.m. should identify that the last passage was written, or spoken, I should say, communicated while walking from the Walden Tea Center to Newman Road home. And this one is communicated going from Newman Road home toward the Walden Tea Center on the way to work. I had just over 6 hours sleep. I think I went to sleep about 2. And I forced myself out of bed just after 8. It's not nearly enough. But here I am functioning. The problems of yesterday don't seem nearly as bad. Let me review them. Joe never showed up, and by the way, he never called and left me a message. Well, that really sucks. But it's one of those situations I've encountered before where a person, through no conscious intent, blows another person off. And, I'm just not gonna... I'm not gonna fuck with it. I'll just steer clear of him for a couple days. I don't really want to deal with it, frankly. It annoys me, but just not enough. Rude barman. Well, I'm going to the town again. I'll go to the other guy who was there last night, who I've seen before, the ponytail, who's a good barman. This machine just clicked off for some reason, I don't know why, but it seems to be working okay now. So anyway, avoid asshole barman, have better experience. As for rude people, well, I held my ground and didn't like having to hold my ground since I didn't go there seeking confrontation with other people. I also didn't go there to be fucking crowded out by a bunch of fucking... rude fucks who think by numbers they can show up and take over a place. I think if that motherfucker had asked me in a different way, it might have been different, but he talks to my back and says, "Can I take your chair off? Can I take your jacket off this chair?" It's like, he didn't say excuse me or try to get my attention. And he presumed the chair was anything more than a place where my coat was.
But I got a can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and the spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Wrong, or this tape sucks or something. It's recording, but it's doing it in an annoying fashion. And he was pissed off when I said no, because he assumed I was going to say yes. Because it wasn't really a person to him, it was just a means to his own end. And then he stood there, annoyingly near me, the rest of the night. And he gave me a real fucking glare as he left. Which I ignored, wasn't worth bothering with. And the lesson of the T is a simple one. Rule of thumb with the MBTA. It's going to be late, it's going to be slow, it's going to break down. They're not going to explain any of these situations. The MBTA serves no one but itself. It's a public service only in the most minimal sense of that phrase. The bottom line is, I have work to do, and I have to do it. I have to get through it, I have to deal with it, and I have to deal with it well. And I can't let one shitty fucking night get the better of me. initiated shit, it's gotten going. That's the way it's gonna be. It's just the way it is. I'm tired, but I'm walking. I'm clean. I'm moving toward the train. I'm running in reasonable time to what I thought would be good, which is leave at 8:30, arrive at 10. Those things are really outside of me. They're situational, circumstantial. There are good things going that are far more relevant, far more important, and far more, or far less avoidable. And so, essentially, I should be feeling lucky. I just had a shitty fucking night. It's good to acknowledge shitty nights for what they are. Get pissed about them for a while and then move on, and the Cowboys won.
Young child with dreams. Play seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time, so you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shadow, I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and we played. Young girl with fire, something said she understood. I to fly, she made me feel like I could. Held my hand out and I let her take me, blind as a child. All I saw was the way that she made me smile. She made me smile. Call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came and you stayed.
Monday,
October 4th, 1999. At 12:31 p.m. Newman Road, bed, mob and mess. This is volume 21 of my voice journal. I didn't think there'd be a volume 21 for a long time, because I don't know, a week or so ago, I was at Insight working, and I was using this little machine for a tape player, not for a recorder. I was just playing some music, and it went dead, and it didn't seem to be, it wouldn't revive, no matter what I did. I'm glad I didn't throw it out, I'm glad I didn't do anything, and I'm glad that, just on a whim last night, I put in brand new batteries, and tried one more time. I'm going to pause right now to make sure this is working. It's still a little hard to believe. Oh, it seems to be working. I can't tell if it's working well or not. I really bummed not having this machine. I've gotten used to being able to record certain situations that otherwise would be gone. One more test. Are you working, machine, or are you not working? We have another test. I think it might be working, but I think it might be like gunked up or something. We have to get some kind of cassette head cleaner. It might help. It might not.
Okay, I've moved the tape from the little tape recorder, which is going way too slow, to the kind of boombox that we bought to bring to Burning Man. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I've begun the volume. I want to keep going. If I'm reduced to this, which I wouldn't be able to carry around so easily, but at least it's here, then so be it. I don't think this machine is as good as the little machine. I don't think its recording quality is as good as the little machine, which is kind of funny. I'm not really sure how I handle this. And I don't really have time right now to handle it. I've got to get shit done. The last thing I want to do right now is get shit done. But that's what has to be done. I have to get shit done. So I may buy a cassette head cleaner and see if that has any kind of fucking effect. I kind of don't know if it will. But I don't know that it won't. I mean, I think it's gummed up. Going too slow, but it's going. There may be gunk that is keeping it from going at the proper speed. I'm just going to have to try and hope for the best. So, that's probably about it. Alright. This volume's beginning very strangely, but it's begun.
I will find the city! Find yourself a city!
It's 12:55, 24 minutes into this experiment, and I listened to all of this tape, what of it there is thus far, and I can see how each successive little entry bit, the recording speed was more and more off, indicating it was more and more fucked up, indicating it works, but it works
badly. Do I buy a new one? I don't know. It seems like I'm just spending money left and right that I can't really afford to spend at all. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I have to go to the library today. I have to do stuff. And that's about the size of it. So, I don't know. More later at some point, I think.
Well, 8 years ago now.
It's Tuesday, October 5th, 1999. 1:18 p.m. Newman Road, bed, Malden, Mass. I'm making up the Jellicle Guild cards for this month. Getting ready to dive into my thesis. Listening to my radio show from live from Burning Man. Bring me back, man. Especially early in the week. I was hopeful. Yesterday was about finding books, going to class, and coming home, and not accomplishing a hell of a lot. But I got groceries. So I really don't have to leave here today. Most cool. And the Jellicle Guild cars are just about done. Most cool. More later.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 Jesuife Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
On Spirit and on Radio. Your podcast. Broadcast the world over. 36
with Commander Q.
Style. Magdalene Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, my baby. Magdalene Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. I'm just a dream that don't ask no questions. Bye, 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 bye. Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel beat sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. You could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake.
Sunday, October 10th, 1999, at 10:53 a.m. Newman Road, bed, Malden, Mass. Ah, I'm pretty relaxed right now. I was up till about 2:45. So, I got about 8 hours sleep. I wanted to try recording a dream. Maybe writing it down, which I've had problems with. Maybe that's not the good point, but maybe just saying it aloud would be a good thing. I was in a car. It was a standard. It was a standard stick shift car, which I've never driven. And my few experiences of driving, well, both cars I've driven years ago and recently, both were automatics, and so no stick shifts. And so I wasn't unable to drive the car, but I just wasn't sure of, what each gear meant. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that the way they go is that the numbers either from 1 to 4, 4 to 1, mean have to do with climbing hills and going along level roads. You can make the car sort of kick in different ways, and so you want to be in a certain gear on a certain kind of road. Whether this machine was recording, and it seems to be recording just fine. It's a large machine that's laying on my chest. I'm lying here with my eyes closed. So I traveled for a long way, and I arrived somewhere. After being a long, winding, curving kind of road, having lots of adventures, almost hitting people at one point because they were just in the fucking way, I was going around a sharp curve and they were in the road and they had no remorse about being in the road. And I arrived to a place, I'm sort of losing it already. And one thing I remember, there were other cars, and there was a bonfire, and there were people I think I sort of knew. And then I was returning, and I realized I was missing a shoe, and I think my glasses. I think at some point I'm trying to retrace my steps, and all of a sudden I'm in a field, and there are these animals, sheep and cows and bulls. And I'm being chased by them. But they quickly catch up to me and they surround me. And they're talking about the secret history of animals raping humans. But I'm saved because someone shows up, and suddenly in this field, there's this, like, table with a tablecloth on it, a dining table, a small one, with food, and suddenly the sort of lead bull is sitting down with this person and having a meal. And I'm sort of saved from being raped by these animals. And the guy who's sitting with the bull throws me some scraps to eat. And at another point of an insight, a sort of insight, and and they're telling me about this job that has to be done. It involves, like, an advertisement and adding copy to it. The woman complains that the company wants to add laudatory messages or statements to an advertisement, but they haven't provided any. And so I have to go off and get my shoe and this other thing. But I ask her to leave me a note, because it's 7:30. She said, well, I'm going home by 8. So if you're not back by then, I won't be here. So I asked her to leave me a note telling me about whether or not the job is going to come through. And at one point I'm leading someone, that I don't know who, possibly Mark Charette, possibly not, I'm not sure. But I'm trying to find my shoe and the other thing. I think we find the other thing, but we don't find my shoe. We're going through all these weird tunnels and buildings. And I'm trying to retrace my steps. But everything's changed. So for a while I think I'm on the right track, and then I decide I'm not. And at one point I enter this room, and I enter it through three successive doors that get smaller and smaller, like Alice in Wonderland. And there are people there. And there's a girl there who's maybe mid-teens. I'm strongly attracted to her. But I back out because there's lots of people. And later I go back to see if she might be alone so I can talk to her. I want to make love to her. And everybody, there are lots of people, and I'm crawling through the successively smaller doors, which are kind of like flaps, kind of like animal entrances, built into doors. But it turns out they are animal entrances built to doors, because all of a sudden the doors swing open as I'm crawling through the flaps. And she comes out with all the rest, and she's wearing a, I don't know, she's not wearing much, she's wearing basically a slip and a bra, I think. And I touch her breast and she smiles and says something like negligee. But it causes some kind of commotion, and I hightail it out of there. Strange dream. I've been having driving dreams lately. Often dreams where I can't make the car do what I want it to do, or it does stuff that I don't intend. I make mistakes. We need to see how much tape is left on this side. Plenty. I don't want to use it up frivolously, though, because I don't have the cachet of blank tapes I once had. It's 11:04. Suppose I have to get ready to go. I'm going to go out to Revere Beach. To Sammy's, which is a bar, to see the Cowboys play the Eagles. Because it's not on regular TV. Sammy's is a large, nondescript kind of bar. I saw the Cowboys play Arizona last week. I was fortunate. I sat at a There was the main bar with a lot of people around it and usual activity, and then there was a second bar that they weren't using. I guess they use it at night when it gets busy. And it just so happened there was a TV near the second bar that was showing this particular game. So it was wonderful. I sat all by myself, and I would go over and fetch drinks every quarter or so. There's this guy I see a lot there who works for the Cowboys, but I really don't like him. He's kind of a loser. Hello? Hello, Mark. Doing okay. Hold on just a second. Tuesday, October 12th, 1999, 6:48 p.m., Newman Road Bed, Malden, Mass. I've been working on master's thesis for days and days now. It's coming along. Red Sox versus Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Will Chamberlain died of a heart attack. Coming along, but it's exhausting. I Worked for 3.5 hours on it. Setting up slowly. I haven't had my film developed yet for the next Cynical. That sucks. I'd really like to get out tonight and do something, but at this point, I don't know. Just thought I'd insert something in here since I hadn't communicated this tape in a while. But it's coming along. It's coming along.
On Spirit and on Radio,
on Podcast, Broadcast, The World, The World, on Radio,
www.radio.com,
Tony, and The Web, on Radio, on Radio.com,
Archiven,
so you know me, baby, so you understand. ocean. Thought that I was big enough for you. It's me and you. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way.